why don't you tell me a little bit about the House of St. Charles and the church and the congregation and so on?
Well, the St. Charles congregation was a very large congregation. I think one time it was the largest in the synod. And it had a parochial school with four teachers in town and one-room schoolhouse about 6 miles out in the country with one teacher. And after a while, they added on another room in St. Charles and another teacher. So they had six teachers, and they had a large parsonage with 10 rooms and a full basement and a bathroom and a big yard. Still had horses and buggies in those days. They had to feed the horse, pitch down hay from the hayloft, and get corn out of the corn bin. And the church had outdoor toilets behind it, I think something like 7 or 8. Then after a while, they built a parish hall, a big parish hall with a billiard room and a pool room and a bowling alley and a stage to give plays and a kitchen and a meeting room for the various groups, you know, and so forth. It was a big building. And the church, of course, was very large.
And what about the parsonage?
And the parsonage was large, too. It had, well, didn't I say that already? It had 10 rooms and a full basement and a full attic.
And how many of you were there living at one time?
Well, Uncle Julius went off to Fort Wayne to college before Ruth was born. I guess he went before I was born, too, because he graduated in 1912 from the seminary. And he was gone already, so I don't know how many of us lived there at once. I guess Julius was the only one gone at that time. The rest of them all went through St. Charles High School, and then they went off to college.
So you went to grade school at the churches?
Mm-hmm.
That was Emmanuel?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you used to have those church picnics and stuff like that, church parades and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And where
did school?
Where'd you go to high school?
St. Charles High School, just a public high school. And then after graduating from there, went to Lindenwood, which was right in town. Lindenwood College, Presbyterian College. Went there 1 year, and then Grandpa got sick and retired, and we moved to St. Louis, and we lived in St. Louis about 3 months, and then he took a call to a little town of Creighton, just outside of Kansas City. And Ella and Aunt Bertha had taken the business course in St. Louis, and they stayed there and worked, and Aunt Agnes was a registered nurse, and she stayed. Those three had an apartment together. Ruth and I went along with Grandpa and Grandma, and Aunt Ruth had to go to high school in that little town of Creighton. That's where Albert Werber lived, and that's where Elle met him.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a year at Creighton, we moved to Iowa City. And Ruth went on, graduated from high school, and went on to the university, which is right in Iowa City.